An ancient form of devotional music from India is thriving and evolving in this country. It's called kirtan, and it's growing along with the practice of yoga. Marika Partridge has a review of one CD that is pushing kirtan into new places.
Traditional kirtan involves a leader and a chorus. They progress through a musical prayer of sorts featuring the names of God. Names like Krishna, Ram, Shiva, Hanuman. These are some of the incarnations of God in Hinduism. But note, this kirtan singer is not a Hindu, nor is he from India. This is Durga Das, also known as David Newman. He's a Jew from Philadelphia. He's a former yoga teacher and musician, and now he's a rising star in the international subgenre of chant artist or mantric musician. He calls his approach to kirtan a revolution. Kirtan is typically sung in Sanskrit, so adding English is part of it, but the main revolution is in the sound. Producer Frank Wolf spent 9 months on this project. He recorded the unadorned singing of Durga Das and friends and then added what he calls orchestration, real and sampled instruments, voice effects, and layers of rhythm. He was aiming for something that might call to mind, let's say, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and still be kirtan. As for singing along, live kirtan is happening all over the country, in venues from yoga studios to meditation centers to music festivals. David Newman Durga Das makes the case that we're a nation hungry for spirituality. Most of us are not afraid to taste food from other cultures, he says. In fact, we often find it nourishing and fulfilling for the body. So why, he asks, would we shy away from music that might be equally satisfying for the soul?
The CD by David Newman is called Lotus Feet, A Kirtan Revolution. Our reviewer is Marika Partridge. Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The staff includes Susan Feeney, Art Silverman, Andrea Hsu, Sarah Saracen, Allison McAdam, Jonathan Blakely, Rhonda Ray, Elizabeth Tannen, and George Lyle. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.